welcome to the CE show.
Hey, it's me, Chairway.
And it's a I need, like...
You actually need to officiate what you are.
I feel like I need, like, a proper intro. You know what I mean? Like a, I'm here. Like, not, okay, not
so
like that.
Attitude with your intro.
Not attitude, but I need something. Like, I can't be like, oh, it's your girl, Achena, all the time. Like, it's always my girl. I'm a female. I have a vagina. Yes, it's your girl. But, like, I need, like, a... Like, I feel like I need something... Like, a proper intro. I don't know. Am I overthinking this? I think I'm overthinking it.
I don't know what you want, but, you know...
I feel like saying, oh, it's your girl, Achena, all the time, it's just boring. Like, it's not fun. Like, bleh. It's just bland, isn't it?
Okay, so I'll do your intro so we can start then. Hi, yes again, it's me, Chewy. I'm the girl over there. That's Achena, also known as Opie Erde. Is it Erde?
How dare you? How dare you?
Okay,
you know what? Actually, I think I know. It's your girl, overpowered. No. It's your overpowered girl, Achena. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm on something, but I promise you, I am not on something.
It's green tea and water.
I've only had breakfast and water. That is it.
Green tea and water.
It's your overpowered girl, Achena.
Right now, we're going to do a special as we think about what to record for our movie. Because, you know, we're prepared.
Very prepared.
Let's be honest, it's not our fault because we came into Birmingham, we came to the studio late. And that just messed up our whole thinking process.
Yeah, and oh my God, I didn't even know that it was Pride weekend going on here. And so, like, there was mad traffic.
I know, right?
But obviously, you know. Okay, I got some. So, welcome to this Am I the Arsehole episode. Apparently, that's what we're going to be doing. Oh, no, actually, this is not an Am I the Arsehole episode. It's a Reddit thing. It's just things that I find on Reddit because I love Reddit.
Okay. I'm not on Reddit like that. So. Okay.
So, this particular one is an Am I the Arsehole one. And it's, am I the arsehole for telling my sister I can't afford to go to her wedding? No, that's not the one. But I already read it, so that's fine. My sister's having a child-free wedding out of town. The invites came a week ago and the wedding is in November. I knew the date for a couple of months before the invites and tried to make things work out because my sister is having a child-free wedding. But I have three kids. Two have autism. One is nonverbal. Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah, one is nonverbal and has delays, and the other issues that mean we can't needs that mean we need someone comfortable and trained in how to care for our child. Our child with more needs. Okay. Those people are expensive. Normally we have one babysitter on. Normally we have one babysitter on hand as well as family. But my family are going to the wedding. None of my husband's family are free the weekend of the wedding. My sister said no exceptions to the children free rule. And we can't afford the prices of some babysitters. Some babysitters are fairly looking for in the period of time we need them for. Okay. I feel like because they're Americans, okay, they make excuses. My husband already isn't going because it's his work's busiest time. Am I cutting out?
A little bit.
Maybe it's the way, it might be the way I'm sat. I just wanted to lounge for a bit. Okay. My husband already isn't going because it's his work's busiest time and he already scheduled for that weekend so he can't watch our kids. And I can't figure anything else out. I have tried, but we're on a very tight budget due to therapies and other medical needs our kids have. My sister is furious. She told me everyone can figure it out in the time we've had. She told me that we can take the pay cut if my husband takes the week off or just hire a regular babysitter. We have that money. We save money that way. Oh, and save money that way. She told me if I don't show up at her wedding and stay for the entire thing, our relationship will never change. Am I the asshole? She's not the asshole.
I mean, she can't really do...
She can't really do anything. Yeah. Right? Like,
she's tried all she can.
She's really tried. Once, sometimes there's nothing you can do. But how is she going to tell her sister that? Because she needs to repair the issue with her sister. Or her relationship with her sister.
Why can't she bring her children again?
The sister doesn't want kids at the wedding.
She has to give a lenience for that. Because I feel if she's tried to get a babysitter and all the family members, but she can't ask family members because her family members are going to be at the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And her friends, I'm assuming some of her friends, her sister's friends as well.
Yeah. That's going to be difficult.
Yeah. And I mean, her husband is working as well. So
like, he's not even going to the wedding anyway.
So he can't even take care of the kids.
Yeah. That's
sister,
a tough one.
Her sister might have to give in just as an exception to her sister. Because that's the only way she can stay for the whole thing.
Yeah. Or they could get a babysitter close by. If they're like in a hotel or something, and she can like go in and out, depending on like what the kids need and stuff like that. Like, get one babysitter.
Fair enough. Or she could get a babysitter up to the time her husband finishes work.
Well, we don't need the kind of job the husband has.
That's true.
Because if it's a job that he's away all day and then has to drive home the next day or come back home the next day. Or maybe he does, like, night shift, but the wedding will probably be all night. You're not the asshole. You're just in a really difficult situation.
Yeah.
And there's not much that you can do.
You're just going to have to ask Lisa to give an exception to the child's rule for you.
Yeah. The sister wouldn't want to do that, innit? Because the sister has said, you have enough time from now till... Yeah, this is today. From now till November to sort things out.
That is fair. I mean, that's fair, but if she's already
But if they can't find anyone and can't afford anyone...
Maybe her sister might have to give in towards the expenses of a babysitter. Oh,
yeah. Ask your sister for money, innit? Yeah. Yeah. She's the one who doesn't want the kids.
It's like you've tried and you've just seen that in your budget it's not your range. Your sister might have to just help you out if she doesn't want the children to be there.
The sister could put some money in. Or the parents could put some money in as well.
Yeah.
Like, since the family seems like they're quite close, maybe they could put money together and help out. But I hate that, though, because then you feel indebted to them. But I guess that's the way to look at things. Now, that will piss me off, you know.
What?
Like, imagine, like... But I'd never do that, though.
What, say no kids?
No kids, obviously. No kids. They can come to the church thing and be, like, the kids... No, I don't even want that. Yeah, I don't want that. No kids. Not even at the church wedding.
Am I the arsehole for refusing to pay my sister's rent? Using a throwaway since the moderators of the sub commented it. What's that mean?
Yeah, just ignore that bit.
I, 23 female, have a 4-year-old daughter. My older sister, 28 female, doesn't have any and doesn't have the plan to have any as of now. Recently, my sister managed to close a house for her fiancé. The house is large to say the very least. It comes with 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, a garage, and a large back garden.
Wait. The sister secured the property for her boyfriend.
Fiancé. With her fiancé.
Oh, with... Okay, they're getting a house together.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Secured a house with her fiancé. I'm a stay-at-home mum, and my husband currently works in marketing. Due to mortgages being hard to get in the UK, we've currently been renting a small town house. My mother spoke to my sister about potentially letting me in the house, since my daughter could make good use of the house. It would also benefit my dog, 2-year-old German Shepherd, who would be enjoyed, who would be able to enjoy the expansive garden. My sister was reluctant at first, but eventually agreed to let me stay in the house on the condition that I pay her $1,100 a month in rent. Ooh. That's funny. I haven't finished, but you know. Mad. Okay. on the condition that I pay her £1,100 in rent so that she would be able to rent a trendy apartment in the city. My mother didn't stipulate that I would have to pay my sister rent, and I honestly didn't think she expected that to be part of the deal. After I moved in, I told my mother about this, and she thought it was outrageous that my sister would charge me rent, considering that both her and her husband are in a medical field. I already held this belief, so having my mother agree with me when my view was great. I cancelled my standing orders I set up to pay my sister rent shortly after this. My sister isn't happy in the slightest, since she tells me that I'm living in her house. I told her that she owed me a favour as her younger sister, since I have the additional stress of looking after my young child and my dog. Both worries that she doesn't have. My mother obviously sided with me when my sister called her about this. Now my sister has gone NC, New York? What's NC?
Yeah, probably. NC?
Yeah.
No clue.
Has gone NC since we're treating her unfairly. My brother has sided with my sister and says that it isn't my sister's fault that I can't afford a nice house myself, which sure. I found rude, to say the least.
Why did you go have a baby when you don't have a place to live?
Why do you have a dog if you can't afford it? I haven't finished. Sorry. However, part of me thinks I spoke too harshly to my sister. Am I the asshole here?
Yes.
Edit. I've seen people saying that I must be making this up, or at least making myself look better. This isn't the case.
You are the asshole. Your entitlement to your sister's property? Did she ask you for the deposit for the house? Fair enough. Your sister's asking for too much in rent. $1,500 is a lot.
What, a bedroom?
For a bedroom is a lot. It's too high.
It's too high.
Maybe come to a lower amount because you have another mouth to feed, which fair enough.
Mm.
Like that's mad.
But why are you putting your daughter on your sister though? Like,
yeah.
Like she told you to have the child. Like she keeps saying, but she doesn't have a child to look after that.
So what? So what?
Like, okay, you're a mother. Fair enough. But
move out of London then.
Is it in London?
It's in London, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, because they said getting a mortgage is difficult.
It could be in any area.
There's no other place that would charge rent for one room for $1,100. Oh, I thought 1,500. But 1,100 is still high for a room.
High.
Even the really classy looked up one is like 750 max. Okay, maybe not max, but 750.
But
why isn't she living at her mum's house?
Let me read why her sister asked for the money. My sister was reluctant at first, but eventually agreed to let me stay in the house on the condition that I pay her $1,100 a month in rent so that she could be able to rent a trendy apartment.
So the sister doesn't live in the house?
Well, no, I'm guessing that's the house that she can live in with her husband. Because she said her and her fiance have bought a house, so I'm guessing whilst they're in the transition before they get married, they were like, let's buy a house, so when we get married, we just move our things from our flat to the house. That's many people do that.
Yeah, in fact, that's probably the cost of the mortgage. Just to cover the mortgage. Or like the bills of that. Because living in a house as big as that, is it in London?
There's no saying
in London. Where did I get London from?
It just says, I have an older sister. She bought a 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom, garage and backyard.
That can't be a cheap house. The mortgage on that will be quite high. But, okay, no. Even assuming it's in the Midlands.
But from the sense that she's talking, both her and her fiancé can afford a house.
Yeah, but why would I pay the mortgage for a house that I'm not living in? I mean, fine, I'll have to pay it anyway, but you're there. You've got to cover the costs.
But she's going to pay anyway.
What? Who's going
to
pay?
I mean, her sister was going to pay for it whether she was going to move in right now or not.
Yeah, but you're living there now. You got to pay. I'm sorry. It's okay, because it wasn't even... It's not only the sister that's going to be paying. It's the sister and the fiancé. But what if the fiancé is like, well, your sister's there. Why can't she cover some of the costs? Because she's living there.
Okay, but some of the costs should not be the whole mortgage for the month, though.
I'm only assuming that that's the cost of the mortgage.
Okay, but still...
Is she paying bills on top of that?
It's not stated.
Okay. She did say just rent, so she's probably paying the bills separately.
But my point is, even if the sister, the 23-year-old, wasn't moving into the house, her elder sister and her husband would be, they were still going
to
have
to pay the mortgage,
and the flat, the rent for the flat.
Yeah.
So they've already worked it out in their heads, that they could afford it.
Yeah.
Because there's you'd buy a mortgage and you'll be renting if you don't think you can afford it.
I get where the older sister's coming from, though. Because I feel like this isn't the first time that the younger sister has asked for something. The entitlement of the way that thing is written, like she's entitled to it. You don't get that? I get that. Because she was like, why wouldn't you let me live in your house for free? Why do you expect everything to be handed to you for free? Even if it's family. Why? I'm just saying.
Okay, I don't...
Go on, sorry.
The part I'm getting at is the cost of it.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I agree that it's high.
But I'm just saying that her sister should not be charging her the cost of her rent.
Of her rent, okay, fair enough.
Because she's not asking... I hope and assume that even though currently you're not working, that you are looking for a job. Because if you're not, I get why your sister's charging you that rent. Girl, you best work your way out of the house. Yeah, she's giving you a hint. Like, you can't afford it here. You best move out.
Too right. Because can you imagine to live in a 4-bedroom property with a garden that is not yours and you want it for free? You can't get that anywhere.
You can't.
Only if it's family. Fair enough, your sister's taking a piss by asking for that amount. If that amount is too high for that area, then I'll say your sister's in the wrong for that amount. But if it's normal, I'm sorry, I can't be... If like that amount is normal for the area that you're living in, I can't feel sorry for her.
That's very true.
So, you're best the arsehole. Get a job and move out.
Sell your dog.
Yeah, get rid of the dog.
Because if you, she was like,
if she has, say she's a single mom.
Yeah, she's a single mom.
Oh, okay. I mean, and she doesn't have a job. How's she paying for the rent? She must have a job.
Let me read it again. 4-year-old doesn't have easily managed. How? I'm a stay-at-home mum.
So she's got a husband.
I'm a stay-at-home mum, and my husband currently works in marketing.
Hey!
So as I said, get a job, sis.
Get the fuck out of here. Are you joking? She's got a partner. Why is the partner not paying the rent?
Why is she not staying with her husband?
Yeah.
Where's her husband?
Why are you living in your sister's house?
Where's your husband? No, actually, where is your husband?
She's not told us the whole story.
Hence why people are saying you're missing out some things.
Yeah, she's not telling us everything. There's got to be more.
Are you and your husband separated?
Oh,
why
wow.
Are you a stay-at-home mum? Was that your decision?
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I'm sorry, I can't get behind this.
So if she's a stay-at-home mum, does that mean her husband has been paying her to pay the rent?
Oh, does that mean the husband has been living in the house as well?
Rah.
She's not paying us everything.
Actually, if it's 1,100, it makes sense now. It's 600 each. That makes sense now, Jenna, because you split it on the car.
Exactly. So it's a reasonable amount for a family. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm rationalizing too much. Because honestly, a two-bedroom apartment, that's very true.
Yeah.
Because me and you can get an apartment for that much.
For that amount, absolutely.
So pricing-wise, your sister's...
Your sister's generous, brother. Rubbish.
Ooh.
Your sister is generous.
It was the two of you.
Four bedroom property with big garden. In this country. This woman is rude, and she's taking the piss. The absolute piss.
I mean, if you deep it, go back to your parents' house.
She's got to
go. You can't actually go back to your parents' house. Just tell your mum you can't afford a rent. If she sided with you then, she can side with you now.
Or move out of the area that you're in and move to a cheaper area if you can't afford it or something. Because, I don't know.
Or if you move into your sister's house because you're having financial troubles, move into a smaller place.
Get a job. Sacrifice that. Get a job and get some more money. And I know that it's hard to get a mortgage. Also, let me just put a little plug there. What were we talking about? Am I the arsehole? She's the arsehole, right?
Yeah, yeah. I want to see the little comments we're saying because...
The comments are wild.
Mad.
Do that in your own time. Let's move on to the next one. You want to save it at the top? Bookmark it at the top and then you can go back to it. Jump that over. You have a relationship one. Just throw it. Throw it. That's fine. This phone is unbreakable.
I mean, it's your phone.
Okie dokie. So, I have a Reddit from a subreddit. Relationships. Right. Mm-hmm. I, 30 female, think my husband, 35 male, doesn't like the recent shift in our dynamic.
Oh, rah. What's a shift? I want it.
that's what we're going to get into that. Okay, so I'll try to be short. My husband and I have been together for 12 years. He's always worked and I've always stayed at home with the kids since I had my daughter at 19. He made enough for us, so I didn't really need to work. But 5 years ago, since all my kids were in school, I decided maybe I'll try to earn some money. So I started a business from home. I didn't need to take out any loans or anything since we had a lot of money saved. I worked really hard in the beginning to no avail. But after a couple years of little to no profit, I changed my approach and actually started making money last year. Due to his company closing, my husband was laid off. I'm still home as well. And there's been some friction, mostly on his part. He's just a bit weird about money all of a sudden. When he made all of it, he never cared about what I spent. Now he micromanages me. My sister said he may be trying to feel some sort of control.
That's true.
But that doesn't make sense to me, really, since he never controlled me before. even now he is still the head of our household, so to speak. In my eyes, that is okay. But we got into a fight and he insinuated that I didn't want to give him a blowjob because he doesn't pay the bills.
Well.
But I just had a toothache. Now I feel like he may not be as okay with the shift as I previously assumed. I'd ask, but before I bring it up, I'd like to see if any Redditors have a perspective that could open my eyes. TLDR, my husband lost his job. I still make money. And now I'm wondering if it bothers him. I appreciate all the people, assuming this is an edit. I appreciate all the people who commented. It really means a lot. I felt kind of silly posting my story asking for perspectives. But it actually turned out pretty good. Hope you guys have a great day. Okay. This, I feel like, is actually weird because I was talking about something similar to this, to what I'm about to say earlier this week in my office. A lot of men feel like base the value of the masculinity, they feel like the value of the masculine energy is based off of them being providers.
That's true.
And he's assuming that is the case with his wife, but clearly it's not.
I mean, she's fine with him.
Fine with it, exactly. So they just need to have a communication. She's just asking for perspective, which I really like. I don't know that he's upset about him not being... I mean, he is upset about him not being able to provide. Anybody would be. Even a mother. A mother who can't breastfeed her baby would feel like she's less. Because technically women are meant to be nurturing and blah, blah, blah. So... I wouldn't go down that route. I would just feel like his ego has been hurt a little bit and he just needs help regaining that. And she can definitely help him with that by talking. Fucking hell.
Yeah, but I feel like your headphones are too close to the mic.
Oh, sorry.
I feel like regardless of how much you can talk to someone, it's hard for a man to feel like a man if they're not doing something. He's recently lost his job. And before he lost his job,
he was the provider. He was the big man.
She started making more money than him.
Did she?
Read it.
No, she said that's true. That is true.
So that was the first shift that she started making more money than him. And then the second shift.
But then he didn't change anything. It was after he lost his job.
I think it built up when he lost his job.
Yeah.
Because
he could see it more.
More, yeah. Because now he's like, oh, I can't even contribute to the bills. But beforehand, it was like, it's okay. You have your money, I have my money, and I can still do X, Y, Z. But now he's like, I can't even do that.
And he's micromanaging her as well. I can't ignore
And I
that.
Think that's the micromanaging part is just for him to gain a sense of control because he's lost his job. And so he's like, only other thing
can't
I have
be could... spending money willy nilly, blah blah blah.
But I feel she, but I don't think it's based on that. I feel it's just based on like he to feel like a man. One of the things he needs to feel as a man is the control, and the only thing he has left to control is his wife. Because
How do you feel about men control? Like, I don't like that word control.
What would you like to use instead?
I don't know. No, not. In your context, I just mean she's intentionally used the word micromanaging because
that's probably how she feels.
We would read that and we would say it's controlling behavior. Like, does that make sense? So again, she's convinced herself that because she's using a pretty word, micromanaging, he's not a controlling man, is the point I'm trying to get at. So I feel like she felt like if she put, oh, he's controlling me, then everyone would go in on him.
Trigger.
Yeah, everyone will be triggered and just, boop, he's a bad guy, get rid of him. That's what everyone would say. But if, so I'm saying we should probably not use the word control because she hasn't used the word
control. Okay, but managing is
pretty much the same thing. But still, I just feel like because it's more, I hate it. I know, I hate it. But
okay, so I don't know what I'm going to say without the word
just say control. That's fine. That's fine.
So one of the things men need, apart from being providers, is a sense of control, and he doesn't have that. So he doesn't. He's not providing. He's not in control, and so he needs to look to his wife. And he doesn't. And most, not everyone. Everyone, regardless of whether you're a female or male, you don't like asking for help.
Yes.
And yeah. I think that's what's happening. Like he's.
So do you think that if they talked it out, then, or if she, if they talk it out, would it help him stop micromanaging her?
What would she say?
I don't know. I don't deal with men that are controlling, so I honestly.
But that's my point. Like, there's nothing you can say that would help make him feel better.
That's true. Apart from if he could change the way he sees himself, that's something. Maybe he needs therapy.
Then it's not a her issue, it's a him issue.
Yeah, but it's a them issue. They're married. Otherwise, he's going to spiral out.
But he has to do something. My point is, like, she can't do any more than she really has. She said.
But maybe she could help him get the help that he needs.
What, rent out his therapist?
Get a therapist, yeah. Or then he'll feel another job.
Less in help.
Or get another job.
Well, yeah, who can do that?
But it still doesn't fix the main issue that he thinks that his worth is on him being able to provide. And even if he gets another job, he will still know that she doesn't need him for money.
I mean, that's the most case for most women.
So I
like spending your money, but
I think he didn't pay much attention to her at the start when she started this business and he wasn't making money and he was like, yeah, it's just a little project on the side. You know, like her little project thing that she does, her, like a hobby. That's probably what he thought. And now that he doesn't have his job, he has to pay attention. He has to watch her day in, day out, make money while he's just home doing nothing.
He might be applying for jobs, we don't know.
Well, he's home.
Anyway. You can apply for jobs at home too.
I'm just saying, like, he has more time to notice her be a businesswoman. And maybe he feels slightly threatened. For me, lump it, slump it, lump it, dump it. But they're married. They probably have kids, so I wouldn't say that. And she seems to be okay with him being the head of the family, so to speak, like she said. So there's not really much that she can do. And she's fine with him being the leader of the family. If that's how the dynamic of the family works, that's how it works.
Yeah.
Because it seems like they've built their relationship on him being the provider.
I feel like you should, in regards to the talking thing, like, reinforce the fact that he's not providing things, there are other things that he can take care of because he's still
like the kids.
No,
he would feel even more emasculated because I bet he probably thinks that that's a woman's job.
No, not in the sense of that, like, not in regards to their finances, because he's doing that too much for my liking. But maybe he can plan things out for them. Like, he could do a 3-year plan for them. Or, I don't know.
Like what?
I don't know. I have a 3-year plan. I have a 5-year plan. Maybe he's doing one for himself.
Yeah, but to do what? He doesn't even have a job right now.
Well, that could be.
Maybe he could, like, do, like, a business plan. Is that what you mean?
Plan something that will keep him busy until he gets a job.
Yeah, that's a good point. Or he could help her expand her business. But then he'll probably want to take charge and she probably wouldn't want that.
And then he'll be back to micromanaging.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, get him busy. Get him to do something where he feels like he's in control.
Get him a hobby.
Into a sport, yeah. Like, get him to do something. Baseball, basketball. And it's sad because his friends will probably have jobs. And, like, if he wants to hang out with them, he can't. Because they're busy. Fuck.
You know what I laughed at, though? Like, he'll have to ask his wife for pocket money. Sorry, that's toxic, but it's okay to ask your wife for pocket money.
You know what? What question I have? Do you think that it's gone?
Your thought?
Yeah, my thought is gone. Don't worry. So what's he gonna do? Like, what should we? Like, what can?
What was her question, though?
She just wants, like, perspective on the situation.
I feel like once he starts doing something, he'll stop micromanaging her and her finances. Like, he'll be so focused
on
his new thing that he won't bother her.
But I do think that they have to have that conversation. They can't sweep it under the carpet.
But yeah, again, I'm asking you, what should she say? Because you keep saying conversation.
Okay. I mean the conversation of, you are micromanaging me. Are you okay?
Okay.
Yeah, because if he's not going to... say that he has an issue... Like, the first thing, she's brought up an issue that they're having. But if he doesn't want to talk about it, that makes things worse. If he's okay to talk about it, then they can work through it. They can see where the root cause of all their arguments and him feeling, if he's feeling emasculated or if he just doesn't rate her as a businesswoman.
I think it's emasculation more than anything.
Yeah, but they need to have that conversation. Sorry, I feel like in my head, have that conversation make sense, and I just didn't clarify on what they should be talking about. But yeah, they should actually try to get to the root cause of him micromanaging her, and maybe he's depressed.
That's true.
And
possibility.
Yeah, exactly. And because he feels depressed, he would just lash out.
But
Head. He wanted a blowjob.
But she had a toothache. Come on. Even if I had a toothache, I wouldn't give it anyone.
I feel like you're right. He's been deepening it in his head. You're right. Because he said the reason why she wouldn't give him a blowjob is because he doesn't make money anymore. So she thinks he doesn't deserve because he's lazy or something.
It's literally because she was in pain. She didn't want to do anything.
Yeah, but he's definitely feeling emasculated then.
But if I feel like if I've communicated a reason why I can't do something, it should be enough.
Yeah.
What more do you want me to do?
But he's clearly feeling insecure about it. About not being able to be the provider anymore. Oh my god. You know what I found out the other day?
Mm.
Hotep. So God bless you, Tolly T, because I love you.
Who's that?
One of the ladies from the Receipts podcast. She tweeted. I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm laughing like that. So she asked the question, Huns that change hairstyles regularly, do you find that you attract different types of men depending on what your hair is like?
Of course.
Right, obviously, yeah. So there was this whole that people were tweeting and I was just seeing a trend of like hotep, like hot teps, or hoteps. Yeah, I know.
Hoteps.
Hoteps?
I guess. I wrote that down. I was like, is that even a word?
I've never heard that in my entire life. Oh. I had to... A whole me had to go to Urban Dictionary. It's you.
Why didn't you ask Sam? I'm pretty sure Sam would know.
He wouldn't. Sam would not know
this. As your Urban Dictionary expert, Sam would know.
So I went on Google or Urban Dictionary.
What's she saying?
And I found out that it means, where's Urban Dictionary? Come on. Right. Hotep, a conservative, religious, conspiracy-loving, family values enthusiast who is also way too much into Black pride to the point of being a Black supremacist, basically the Black answer to MAGA hats. Hoteps associate Black identity with patriarchy, family, with a family structure. Viewing homosexuality and transgenderism as a sin, and
I've heard about that, but I just didn't know it was called that.
And generally viewing social progress as a means to emasculate the Black straight man.
You know, I've heard about that, but I didn't know it was called that.
Yeah, I didn't. I know the title. Like, I see them. I recognize the type. I just didn't know that there was a term for them. I just thought that they were just straight Black men. All of them are like that.
Yeah. Anyway, what was your point with them?
Oh, that if the women who wear like locks or like their natural hair tend to be approached by these men.
Is that so?
According to the thread.
I'm trying to think about when I have my natural hair out.
I do not attract such men. I'm too provocatively dressed. I don't dress conservatively. So it's highly unlikely that I would be approached by such men.
Let me assess the kind of men that approach me.
Going by the men that you've dated in the past, I don't think anyone of them.
No, I'm not talking about
that.
Dating. Approach.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do get a lot of white guys that approach when I've got my natural hair.
Do you think you're being fetishized, or do you just like keep your natural hair?
I don't know. Actually, I get a lot. Yeah. Well, I should say I notice a lot more men of other races that notice when my natural hair is out. And like they smile, like they flirt. Like Turkish guy.
Oh, do you want to know something interesting that happened to me last week?
Yeah, of course I
want to
know.
So last week I went to town with my brother, right?
Okay,
the youngest. So we were getting bubble tea from Cupcha, and so the TK Maxx is on the same road. So I was like, so my mum called. She's like, "You left me." I was like, "I didn't leave you."
Where was your mum?
She's at home.
Oh, okay.
But because I got home that night, I heard her hungry. She's talking. I was like, it was an intense talk, and I just didn't want to be part of it. So I went straight to my room. So in the morning, I was like, "Are you ready to go?" Then he's like, "Yeah, let's go." So we went. As I was about to go get the bus home, my mum called. She's like, "You left me." I was like, "I didn't leave you." He's like, "Didn't he tell you?" Oh, he's outside.
Who is your food?
Mm.
Oh, fantastic!
So as we're waiting for my mum, we went to TK Maxx. As we were entering, this cute white man stopped us to talk and conversate. And he was like, "So he was like, oh, I like your drink." I was like, "Oh, thank you." I was like, "Do you come here often?" I was like, "To cup chair." I was like, "Whenever I'm in town, I guess I do." And he was like, "What flavor did you get?" So I told him what kind of green tea was that I had. Oh, the conversation is like, "Oh," I was like, "Oh, you know, I've got to go." And so we went around TK Maxx. So I could see him in my side eye watching me.
So now, he should have been brave enough to ask for a number.
But you know, TK Maxx has two entrances. So we went through the other one, and I could see the look of disappointment in his eyes.
Oh, bless.
And my brother was like, "That was strange. Don't you think?" I was like, "That's a regular." And then so we went to meet my mum. And I was asking my mum, "How old do I look now?" Because someone stopped me and thought I was a student, like I was a uni student. And she was like, with your weight loss, you look 12. I was like, Mom, you're moving mad. I don't look a child. She's like, if you continue losing weight, you would look 12. I was like, but how old do I look right now, though? It's like 12. I was like,
What guy? How was he young?
He was, by the question, I'm assuming he was also a uni student.
What questions did he ask?
Are you a uni student? And then he was like, oh, I am.
Oh.
So he's a uni student. And it's because I said no. And he was like, what? I was like, no.
Maybe he thought you went to uni there so he could talk to you. Yeah. Oh,
nah, he was moving on to me and my brother thought it was crazy.
Come on. Give the guy an Instagram or something.
He didn't ask for my Insta. It's his own fault.
You lost your chance. If you're listening, by some miracle, my act is a cheddar bar. Send me a message. I can get you in. James is going to kill me. Okay, I've got one. Am I the asshole for calling my friend a pretty white girl to dismiss her opinion?
Is that it?
Yeah, like that's the title. Based off of that, I'm gonna say yes, mate.
That was my first reaction too.
But let's go on. We had gone out together, and I was driving us back. I had a small errand to run, and she tagged along. And she tagged along because she didn't want to get bored all alone in the car. I was talking to a contractor about the work they did at my place, and the woman was very rude and dismissive. It did annoy me, but I am a 6'2" black guy, and getting mad at a small white woman isn't really worth it. My parents have brought us all up. Ugh, okay. My parents have brought us all up, all of us to, what? My parents have brought all of us to be, I think my brain is having a spasm.
What word are you looking for?
My parents have brought all of us to be polite. Okay, he's definitely missing something here. Anyways.
Have brought us up to be polite.
Yeah. Brought us up to be polite. Soft-spoken but firm, and not to lose our temper. I rarely, if ever, raise my voice with anyone. She was funnily making fun of me for being a bit of a pushover. And she said I should have been less of a pushover. And she said I should have been less of a pushover and I should stand up for myself. But I did get my way, so I don't know why she was making fun of me. She commented that they probably thought that they could get away with shoddy work because I was a soft-spoken wuss. oops. I told her that this was one of the things that a pretty white girl wasn't going to understand, and I left it at that. I said it lightly, and I was joking. My friends stopped joking around, and the rest of the ride was pretty awkward and silent. I talked to my roommates about it, and they think she was just breaking my back and that I should have just joked back instead of snapping at her. I feel bad, and I should have handled it better and not dismissed her like that. I don't think it's the arsehole. But she's not the arsehole either.
I think it's just the delivery was wrong.
Yeah. And obviously he was probably pretty pissed at the whole contractor thing anyway. And her busting his bowl just was like, this is not the time. Like, if you were going to say that to someone, that wasn't... It's not right after they just had a go at someone and they're pretty pissed themselves. It's not right after that. I mean, she was probably trying to lighten the mood up a little bit, but oops.
Delivery was wrong.
Yeah, it was just a bit wrong. Apologize and move on. Yeah. No. Don't apologize. Don't say sorry. Just say like, look, just explain your situation, I think. Just be like, look, I didn't mean to make things awkward, but I just feel like there's certain things that coming from your perspective might just seem a bit iffy, and you caught me at the right, like, at the wrong time, and simple. I don't think he did anything wrong, so he shouldn't apologize. And I don't think she necessarily did anything wrong either, because she does have a point that maybe he should have been a bit more firm. But him being, I also feel like he might not be being his real self, because he's intentionally softening himself up to talk to white people, which,
well, that happens everywhere.
Yeah, but I don't think it should. I wouldn't advise. Well, I don't know. Anyways, if that's how you are, for real, then that's fine. If that's not how you are, and I guess he said he got his point and he won anyway. So maybe she was just trying to lighten the mood, like you said. Yeah, just talk to the girl. I don't think it's anything. If, like, you guys talk and she gets it, you get it. Mm. Move on. Have you got anything to say?
No.
Wait, you agree with me?
I just think that the way they said things just didn't go well with each other.
Yeah. Oh my god, I saw something on TikTok.
What'd you see?
Get ready to hatch. Sorry. I saw something on TikTok. This lady who impersonates the Kardashians. And
I saw that one too.
She does this to... Okay. Okay. Is it MK? Oh, there's a thing.
It's a K. Like, this, they want to say okay, but they say K.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I love that woman. I love the TikTok. It's too funny.
This one's wild.
Oh, let's go. Let's go.
Am I the asshole for telling my mum she should have bought a different child?
Yeah.
I said it was wild, right?
Bought or brought?
Well, it says bought as in BOUGHT. Bought. I know.
Am I the asshole for saying?
Am I the asshole for telling my mum she should have bought a different child?
Okay, carry on.
It's a wild title,
Let's
right?
Not jump to conclusions. Nah,
that title is wild. I, 19 female, was adopted at birth by my parents. 61 female, 62 male. And they also adopted my brother, 26 male, from a different family. My brother was diagnosed with ADHD a few years before me. My parents were fairly good about it and tried to get me support. They did invalidate me a bit, but I always just chalked it up to them not understanding. They are both neurotypical, since my brother had the same experience. In grade 7 and grade 9, I was diagnosed and comorbid. C-O-M-O-B-I-D.
Carrying.
Anxiety and depression. In my first year of uni, I was diagnosed. This person has so many words I can't say.
She was diagnosed with what?
Dyscalculia.
Toss it.
Math dyslexia.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm glad you put that in brackets. Thank you. My second year at uni, I was diagnosed with HEDS, genetic disability. And last month, I was diagnosed with autism. Jesus As I've gotten Christ. My diagnosis, my parents have slowly been less okay with them, invalidating me more and showing me less love. Yesterday, I went to the EDS specialist and my mum wanted to come along. I assumed it was for support or something. When the specialist recommended that I use mobility aid, nothing too big, just braces and a cane, to prevent further problems, my mum started questioning him in weird ways, interrupting him and generally being shitty and behaving like a child. After the appointment in the car, my mum was pretty much sobbing and raving the whole time. I didn't know what I would be getting into. You're more work than I expected. and I don't know what I did to deserve this, are just some of the examples of what things she said. I told her that her words were hurtful, and but she continued and finally said, "You were the baddest. You were a bad investment." At this point, I completely lost my temper and snapped back. "You should have bought a different child if you wanted to avoid terrible investment of raising me." The rest of the car ride, neither of us spoke, and I dropped her off at the house. This morning, my dad sent me an angry text telling me that I said was completely unacceptable, and I need to apologize. My brother thinks I'm in a right, even if I wasn't, even if I was a bit too harsh. And the rest of my family are divided between the two. So, Reddit, am I the arsehole? Edit. My dad knows exactly what my mom said. He said what she said was unacceptable. It was driven by grief and being upset. He said that I didn't need to further escalate it. Also, low no contact wouldn't work because they helped me pay half my rent. My disability makes it hard for me to find a job I can do and get hired. And support provided for disabled people isn't realistic or feasible in my province. Yes, your mum's an arsehole.
You're not the arsehole, 100% not. Because how does she expect a 19-year-old to react to saying... She's 19, yes?
In this post, yes.
So how does the mum expect a 19-year-old to react to saying, "You were a bad investment. I should have brought another kid or adopted another child"? That's rude. As the adult, she's the arsehole. And it's not on a 19-year-old to not to be the bigger person.
But to be honest, that's not what I meant. What I want to say is, when you adopt a child, you have to accept the possibilities that this could happen. Yeah. Because you don't know, in some situations, they don't tell you who the parents are.
Yeah, so there's no medical history.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you just have to accept that whatever child you are given...
Yeah.
You have said you are going to love that child, regardless of whether they have a disability or they have the autistic to some degree. Mm-hmm. You made that choice and said,
"Yeah,
I will take care of you as my own." Mm-hmm. So your reaction is unacceptable. To say those things to a child that you wanted.
Mm.
Wanted!
And no. to use the specific word, investment. Wow.
Like, what did you want from her?
Like, what return is she expecting?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
Because investments come with returns.
Yeah. A child is not an investment.
Most definitely is not. Like, if you were so accepting of the oldest brother, their son, the eldest son, was his...
Yeah, but the thing is, he only has ADHD, isn't it? That's quite manageable, as it seems. He's well within what she can take, or what she expects is okay, or assumes is okay. It's what she can take. But this one that has ADHD, has dyslexia, has
autism
and slightly... And can't walk. She can't take it. And it's very sad. Is there a way that she can get a job as like a working from home customer service person? Like one of those Amazon people that can work from like anywhere? Or like Apple. I think Apple have those working from home things where you can work from home as a contact person. And they'll give you training. They'll get you your laptop, your computer, everything. And you're just working from home. So maybe she should look into... works jobs that she doesn't have to do physically. She just has to have the mind for it. And if she's able to concentrate and like if her meds are working and she's able to do those kind of jobs, then I think that's one route to go about getting financial independence. And I would still say try to be cordial with your mum, even though she's done this and your dad is definitely wrong for the way he's reacted as well.
But I don't think she should make the effort.
But I would say, you know that thing where she's mad, you're mad, it's just awkward, isn't it? That's how it's got
to
stay.
But I don't think she should be the person to give out the olive branch.
This is true.
I don't think she should be the one to do that. But
it seems like the mom expects it and the dad expects it. And sometimes you just have to give in to your parents. Especially if you rely on them for money. Yeah. It's not a good situation to be in. No. But you've just got to swallow it. I'm sorry.
I feel bad for her.
I do. 100%. I do as well. But she just has to swallow it and close her eyes and do it until you can get financial independence by looking for a way to make this work for yourself. I feel like although you are going through a lot right now, you've just been diagnosed and it's literally just come out again that you need more, and sometimes it might feel like you can't, like it's hard. I'm not going to say that it's not hard. And I also kind of understand where the mom's coming from, low key.
But to use the word investment.
Yes, she was overwhelmed. But she should not have reacted the way that she did. Absolutely not.
She could have just kept it until she saw her husband.
Her husband and broke down then. Then that would have just... But, yeah. The mom has caused something that is hard to repair to happen. And I do believe that it's on the mom's part, but the way that she makes her parents seem, it doesn't seem like they're the type who would apologize to her. So, unfortunately, she's got to be the one to... All right, so I think that's the end of this episode then, unless you want to do one more.
It has to be quick.
Okay, so that's the end of this episode. So if you guys like that or like to hear more, just let us know by emailing in to info@theseeyoushow.com. And you can also send us a direct message at The See You Show on Instagram or DM us on Twitter at The See You Show. And okay, so it's your overpowered girl, Jenna.
I'm Chewe.
And goodbye.
Bye.
Welcome to the CE show.